Now, I want to add one thing over here. Now, you see, there is just a basic difference between the Rambam. I didn't want to talk about this, but just bang it a little bit more. The way the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos presents the mitzvah of V'lachta B'drochov, it's somehow trying to get the Torah, which the Nevi'im called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's called Lachum, he's called Chanun, so we should get that Torah. And the Rambam says, basically putting the Gemara in Saita together with the Sifri, and says that Torah you can get through Midas or through Pulois, or for both maybe. And that's what he's doing, correct? You don't see a mention of Midah Beinonis at all in Sefer Mitzvos, okay? The discussion of Midah Beinonis in Shmona Prokim is not in the frame of reference of the mitzvah Drach V'drochov. It's talking about Chalei Nefesh. Okay? And we don't even know, it could be it's part of man, the part of the Tzelem Elokim, the way man is made, that it should be Midah Beinonis. We don't know anything about the mitzvah in Shmona Prokim. Shmona Prokim is not a discussion of mitzvahs. Shmona Prokim is a discussion of Chalei Nefesh and Rofur. Okay?
Midas.
Yeah, that's what Midas are. Okay. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs is not talking about Midah Beinonis, but it's talking about Loch Loch, Mahu Niko Afato Niko. Mahu Niko Afato Heye. Okay? Same. What the Rambam does in Mishneh Torah is an amazing thing. He opens up with how we meet as Bnei Adam, which could have said is a separate discussion, because he doesn't open up with the mitzvah. Then he ends up defining the mitzvah Lachta Bedrocho as Midah Beinonis. And he calls it Hadrochim Hateivim Vayishorim. Vayishorim Hateivim. Okay? So the mitzvah has changed from Sefer Mitzvahs as a mitzvah to try to get the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nikra, to the Halachta B'drochov, Drochov become Drochim HaYishorim HaTeivim, and then the Rambam seems to say that the Pirushim of Chubo is additive, that not only Drochim HaTeivim Yishorim is not limited to Midah Beinonis, which is the Chal, we don't even know is part of the mitzvah, and Sefer Mitzvahs, but not only that is the mitzvah of Drochov, but even Mahu, but even the shameless that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nikla through the Nevi'im is also Drochem HaYishorim V'Tevim. Okay? This is to point out the stark contrast in way the Rambam, Chazorah, now they're getting involved in that, but the presentation, or the Rambam presents the mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvahs. And you could even learn that the Pirush Mishnah and Shmona Prokim is going in that frame of reference. That it's just the question of Chalei Nefesh. What he does in Mishneh Torah the mitzvah is Drochem HaYishorim V'Tevim. He doesn't talk about Torah, he doesn't talk about anything.
Called from Derech Hashem, though, no?
Yeah, but that's what Derech Hashem. But what is Derech Hashem? Derech Hashem is Drochem HaYishorim V'Tevim, or Derech Hashem is Mahu Niko Afata Hayei. See, according to the according to the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvah is defined by the Pirushim Mekubal Umar Nikah Fatoheyeh. According to the Rambam Mishneh Torah, the mitzvah is Midah Beinonis, and the Pirushim Mekubal is additive. It's adding on to the mitzvah, and not redefining the mitzvah. It's saying these are also Drochem HaTeivim Yishorim in the Pirush Rambam. Correct. That I think is pretty clear. Whether you want to make a machlokes, you don't want to make a machlokes, you want to make the same, whatever you want. But I'm just telling you, that's what the words say.
But you end up in the same place.
I don't know if you end up in the same place. The Derech Hashem is certainly. Because that's what
Avraham Avinu said. That's a Torah also, isn't it?
The Rambam doesn't say the word Torah, Mishneh Torah. It's Torah Matar Mishom, it's Midah Beinonis. We don't know. Midah Beinonis has something to do with the Derech Hashem. A priori, you would say absolutely nothing. Okay? But it's called Drochem HaTeivim Yishorim. And Drochem HaTeivim Yishorim, the Rambam Mishneh Torah, is included in Derech Hashem. And that's the start-off point. In Sefer Mitzvah, I don't know if he even gets to that point. That's all my point. What we call the Midah Beinin is, I'm telling you, the Rambam looks at it in Shemona Prochem, not mentioning anything but the Mitzvah. And the way he looks at it in Mishneh Torah as being the core of the Mitzvah Lachna Drachov. And what's added later is the Pirush HaMakubal is very different than the impression you get in Sefer Mitzvah. That's fair, correct? And they wouldn't say that. I'm not defining what's saying, but I don't think it's been said. I didn't see that. But I'm telling you, if you're looking at the words, that's the words take you. Okay? If you're being fair to the text, okay? Correct? No? There's no way, right? You know, if you look at Sefer Mitzvah, Duracham HaYishon V'Tevim, we don't know anything about Duracham HaYishon V'Tevim, okay? Just saying, if you look, all the point is like this. If you're honest with yourself and you read the words in Sefer Mitzvahs, you get the impression that it's a Pirush HaMakubal, Mahu Lachu Mafote, Mahu Nikolach HaFteirach. That's where you get the impression the Mitzvah is, correct? Duracham HaYishon V'Tevim, you know nothing about, okay? If you open a Mishneh Torah, you get the impression the mitzvah is Duracham HaYishon V'Tevim, and the chiddush of the Pirush HaMakubal is that these midas which you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu also Duracham Tevim Yishon, correct? And then he says that's all Derech Hashem. Okay, that's fair, correct? Okay, now next. Okay, that's just a synopsis. I think does that take care of what you wanted? Or somewhat. I wanted to, that's what I had planned anyway to start with. I forgot to, that's what I had planned. You reminded me. I forgot that I had planned to do that. I had planned to make that point, to make it 100% clear. I hope. Now it's clear. Okay. Now, then I'm back. Okay? And now, I just want to do something. I started last week, and I want to just try to explain to you what seems to be the same, but it's clearly different, and what the difference is. We talk about Gemilas Chasadim, and we talk about Halachta B'Drachot. Is it the same? Is it not the same? We're going to touch on Avraham Avinu. What is Machnas Ochim? What exactly he was doing? What's Halachta B'Drachot? And what's Derech Hashem? And what is Gemilas Chesed? That's what I want to really focus on, but I'm not trying to say a shiur on this. I'm trying to interpret a Ramban and a Rambam, okay? Zok to Ramban, Vanir b'chol zeh, shekol elu Gemilas Chesedim, Biko Chilim, Nicham Aveilim, and maybe even talk about Mar B'Shalumim, which I think we can talk about as a separate shiur, or the Mar B'Shalumim Tztokah, or Gemilas Chesed, okay? הם ובכלל ואף דרך כמו יחיהם נכנוסם וכל שנשרה בגמילס החסד. Now I just want to look at the thing. וכל שנשרה בגמילס החסד בזוקים ואין לו לפי חבריד ובבן גילו מאיזה מוקם שישרה והכל מצרחס. Okay, what's זוקים לפי חבריד? That's כבור, right? And what's בן גילו? That's Bika Choylim, you take a 60th of the Choylim, okay, a Ben Gilad, okay, even if he's Nizak. So isn't that a very strange way of defining what's going on here? B'chosh Nisav Gemilas HaChesed, I would have said, Kmo Kfus Mason, or Bika Choylim. B'chosh Nisav Gemilas HaChesed, B'zokim V'lefich Foydai, V'Ben Gilad? מאיזה מוקם שישרה והקום מצווה חסי לגמול חסד עם האח
עם כל אדום
עם האח לא, אח לא, אח is is a chich mokta ve mitzvah is ve lach to lach kamoicho. Okay, and that would be very important, that would be very important. But you hear the problem, just plain text, okay? If I wouldn't have pointed it out, you would have just mowed over like you mow over the lawn, okay? What I think is the Ramban is trying, the question is, after you've finished with the Gemara in Baba Metzia Laman Amud Beis, when the Gemara has a discussion about Ben Giloy, for Bika Chilim, and has a discussion of Zochen L'Fil Chol Kfuas HaMeis, are these dinim extant, that they exist after the sugi is over, or after you finish, everything is the same? Okay? Now, let's take the Hanocha that everything is the same after the sugi is over. Okay? So, is that the way to refer to a sugi after the conclusion is there's no difference about Ben Gilo, and there's no difference about Zochen L'Fil Chol Kfuas, and say Kol Shenis Rabbe? Do you have to be apologetic to say it's a kol mitzvachas? That's very odd to do such a thing. Unless you assume that in the maskon of the Gemara all the chinukim are maintained. That there's a new din in Birka Chilim that Ben Gilo, in if you're Nizak. It could be a Nichma Beilu. If you're Nizak, you have to go to the Nichma Beilu. And Zochen L'Fil Chol Kfuas is the Misrabe in Kfuas. But it could be Zochen L'Fil Chol Kfuas is not Mokhir to go for Birka Chilim. It's not Mokhir to go for Nichma Beilu. Okay. If that's correct, okay. You see what I'm doing over here? What is not about want? Okay. So then, it's a very big chiddush to say you can have chilukim dinim, but basically all of the same mitzvah. That's what he's trying to tell you. That even though you would have said that they're different mitzvahs because they're different dinim, no, those dinim, those chilukim dinim are not enough to make them different mitzvahs, all the same mitzvah.
What other mitzvah would they be?
There will be separate mitzvah called Birka Chilim and Nichum Avelim. And the Kfuas Meisim is as the Bahag seems to present it. Okay? But that's really irrelevant over here. I'm just trying to tell you. But isn't it very strange? Chos and Nisrabe, Gemilis HaChesed, Bezok and Fil Vichvoyle, Ben Gilo, Meizem, Mokum Shisrabe, HaKom Mitzvachasi. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The Lachayil Ramban is saying that the Dinim are maintained, but it's still mitzvahas. And then it becomes very strange. Okay, we're going to go about this a little bit more. Remember, the Ramban has another teretz, and he says another reason he's deich the whole thing, the whole drosha in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Well, if he died, he old, ain ki ain roi. Just one second. The Fidaiti, he says, she ain roi winois atzas Yisroi. Remember that? Okay. So, and what's he referring to? He's referring to the Gemara Metzia, because the Gemara Metzia is droshes from Modatale, right? Yisro is giving an etzah to Moshe Rabbeinu, how to run Klal Yisro, correct? And you can't count that as a mitzvah, okay? Before that, he was ready to do that. And I said, what's the pshat in that? Since in Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's an etzah, and it's Yisro, and not Moshe Rabbeinu, okay? You can't have a drosha. It's an amazing thing, based on Pshuto Shel Mikra, a drosha on a posik, when the posik is saying the opposite. Teresh Shebiksav, as I told you, the Ramban says, Shtei Teres, Teresh Shebalpeh also becomes Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's not a stira. But the Ramban learns when Teresh Shebalpeh is a stira to Pshuto Shel Mikra, it just can't be. So I assume that it's only an asmachta v'alma. And that's what he says, that since it's atzas Yisrael, it can't be a mitzvah. Which is an amazing thing, correct? So I ask you now, so it means the whole sugi Bava Metzia is tam an asmachta v'alma. Okay? So what happens? All these dinim do exist. The chinuki dinim don't exist. They do exist. It's all drabonim is in it. It's just a smart that who did the drabonim. How does all this play out? Because he's very, very adamant before that the achiluk edinim, and he's apologetic that it shouldn't be a separate mitzvah. Minyan mitzvah because of that, and then he reverses himself and goes upside down. Okay, and says the sugi really is based in a smach the ba'alma. Okay, I just wanted to point that out. You know, the stark contrast between what he says and then he says afterward is very interesting. Correct. We'll pick this up, all this will pick up to say soon. This is just the groundwork of reading a few lines in Rambam. Correct? It is true that the Ran is very clear that some of the dinim, the din of Zokin v'enofichvoidoi, is maintained in the Maskana, because in Shuvas Ramban Ran in Siman Ayin Hey Kfur Shehi Mechlal Gnulis Chasodim Yesh Lo Yisroim Al Gnulis Chasodim Akrilo Do Amina Perik Ilu Metzias Bo Zu Kfur Upachin Hain Gnulis Chasodim Upachin Lo Yitzcha El Zog Lo Fino Fich Voidoi Hari Shinit No Yisro Le Kfur Al Shah Gnulis Chasodim Mefur Shin Ran Shuvas Ran Siman Ayin Hey. So the Ran also does the same thing. He calls the Gemilas Chasodim and he says that has extra dinim, special dinim, correct? Also, you find in Ritvah a similar type of thing. In Chidush Ritvah, Bobet Tzil Amar Rebeis, El Ezach Lofina Bichvayit, the Kloima, Biloho Biluchud Hudi Yitzrich Kro, V'idach Naktin El Tana Akro Lulavcha de Milsa. Only this one. And what it means, only this one, you need to the aribui that kilum zochem v'virich loyde. Okay. However, just for yidia, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam do not have any discussion about ben giloy or all the sugya, the whole business of what the chiluk edinim l'gmor. You get the impression the maskana are all the same. Okay. What the Mises did from Nizik by Gimelis Chesed, according to them, they don't talk about it at all. But I don't know if there's different dinim between Bikachilim and Nichma Beilu. Correct? Now, the question is, this is the important question now. When do you talk about Gimelis Chesedim? And when do you talk about Balachta B'dvachov? Is it really the same? But it can't be the same. That's two separate mitzvahs and mitzvahs. The Ram has a mitzvah, Balachta B'dvachov, mitzvah ches. Okay. The Ram has seven mitzvahs, Balachta Lach Kamoich. Okay. And what the Ramban seems to do is put those things which he claims the Bahag is saying that the Vlachta B'dorchov, because he says that the Ramb, if you remember, the Vahag starts his minion, Lelechet B'dorchov, Bikacholim, Nicham Avelim, Mal Bisharumim, Kvuras Mason. He puts the whole thing in one thing. So he says that's who it's like he'll do that. It's a, everything subsumed Lelechet B'dorchov. Right, and under that is Gimelis Chasim, is Bikacholim, Nicham Avelim, Kfuras Mason, Malbush Arumim, correct? So it comes out, according to Ramban, the way he's interpreting the Bahag, all these are under the category of Velachat Bedrochov. Ramban saying, no, it's not Velachat Bedrochov, it is Vachtalach Kamoich. Then he says, Bechal, to start saying Tera from the drasha in the Gemara Metzia is incorrect because Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's a Tzatz Yisrael, correct? So I'd like to understand what is the difference between Balach B'drochov and Vachtalach Kamoicha, and why does the Ramban machriya, why is he machriya not like Halachos? Beseder?
That's a fair question. I mean, if you're not dealing with that question, you're not dealing with the issues, okay? So I want to tell you something. L'chira, I don't see a way of saying not like the Rambam. Okay. You have a Gemara Gittin on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Umevakrim chulei, umevakrim chulei nochrim im chulei Yisrael. V'koyvim meisei nochrim im meisei Yisrael. V'bnei darke sholei. Okay. Why? So why do they darke sholei? Because with Yisrael, it's v'hastarecha kamoicho. Achicho b'teiru mitzvahs. And a goy who's not achicho b'teiru mitzvahs is Darkei Sholem. However, if you say Malachta B'dochov, the Chil, we don't talk about Ochicha B'Teirah Mitzvahs. And we'll see, as the Rambam says, at the end of Hilchos Avodim, by Eved, that he says, V'rach M'Vakol Ma'isa, we talk about Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it means everyone. The Mishun, a Goy and a Jew, we talk about Malachta B'dochov, Chas V'Sholem. Okay? So comes the Ramban, he doesn't say exactly why, but I would say the Gemara is Dachma Furish, and the Gemara says Darkei Sholem. So how can you say it's Lachta B'drochot? So Bar Koch, you have to say that it's Gemilas Chasodim. Okay? But this is only the start, correct? The Chum is a good start. Okay. But then I say to myself, this is too good to be true. Isn't there a Gemara in Seita that we studied on Yavbeis, I think it's Yavbeis, or no? Yadalah, the Gemara in Seita says that how can you go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's the Chivichev Shalechas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eish Oichlo. So the Gemara, Mahu Koi V'Meisim, Mahfatei Koi V'Meisim. Mahu Mahu Bishamu Matam Rosso, Mahu Menachem Aveli, Mahfatei. Mahu Nechem Adachom Benishon, Nechem Ufurishi Gemara. That all these things, which call Gemara's Chesed, is Lach Medrochom. So, as I say in Yiddish, was Tutman, it seems to me like he will... You know, here you start banging your head against the wall from now. Correct? But you see, if I didn't do it the way I did it, you wouldn't have put the cash, correct? See, before, if you look at the sugi, you say, oh, this sugi says it's going to be this sugi, but the way I formulated it, now the cash, correct? So I want to tell you something. I'll tell you Pshat. So what's Darkei Sholem according to Gemara Seita? How does it all play itself? What's the Darkei Sholem? The Gemara Seita? What's the Mahalik? The Gemara Darkei Sholem? But it's not the price of the Gemara. And L'chera, as I'll read you the Ram now in Perek Tes of Hilchos Avodim Maluch Ches, and you see yourself. Velachta b'drochov, there's no difference. Because Ram says, in the last halacha, perik tes halacha ches, in Hilchos Avodim, mutalav v'ver v'knayni b'forech, v'av ha'pisha din keikach, midas chasidus v'dalki chochmo, shiye odom rachmon, v'roi dev tzedek, v'oliach b'doi l'ral avdoi, v'roi yitzalo, v'yachileyu, v'yashkeyu, mikol macho, mikol mishter, וכולי, אבל זהו של אבו מבינו והם ישראל שישביעו וכולי וכן מבידוי סוף של הקודש ברוך הוא שציוונו להידמו יספהם הוא אומר שציוונו להידמו יספהם. What are we talking about? Here you see in Mishnah Torah something like we saw in Sefer Mitzvot, which he doesn't even have in those days, right? כי איכן מידוי ששאל את חודש ברוך הוא שציוון לידם הוא יספוהם. Very interesting, the expression. הוא
Oimer, Vrachmov, Al Komaso. It's Vrachmov, Komaso. No, if it's Evan Knight, no, if you don't need Vrachmov, Vrachmov, Evan Knight, not Vrachmov, Vrachmov, Mitzvahs. So, like everyone. So, what's going on with Daki Shol? What's going on among Geek? Akasha?
Why is it there? Why is there a heter of his parah?
What?
Why is there a heter of his parah?
Okay, it's also a question. So yeah, so what's going on? No, correct. And the embassy is, it's even more than that, because that was the alpha pisha din kach. Why is only midas chasidus? Yeah, that's who you
upset.
Yeah. Vidalki Chochmo. What's the loss of Abba? Minas Chassidus, Vidalki Chochmo. She, all the Rachma, Roydev, Royachbin, and Rotel Yezu Yachter. And that's how you get all Kodesh Bochum, the Chachmalach Medrochum, so Medo, no. So what's going on, correct? I'm just trying to say, that was my next kasha, but I just asked it that way, which I think, you know, it was what the midas chasadim, the darke chokhma. The chokhma is what they call chokhma musas, darke chokhma. Midas chasadim was okay. Okay, now, vaniel loyma, that's chol pietz misay dinay, the mitzvah of ma'avas hareya, from the mitzvah nidamus bedrochov, pietz misay dinay. Now I think here it comes. The mitzvahs avas hareya, even though it's a midah, but the midah is not defining me, it's defining the way I interrelate with someone else. And that's what the Torah says, l'reyacho kamoicha. The mitzvah is not the avo in the chemla, it's the avo in the chemla, l'recha kamoich, it's directed at someone. Okay? It's a certain regesh of avo and chemla and rachmonus klape hazulas, who's reyacha b'teiru mitzvahs, or chicha b'teiru mitzvahs. I have an inner yearning that the shiasa lezuas, whatever I would want to happen to me. And it's not the regesh of ahavo, a isolated, but it's directed. Okay? Directed towards my fellow man. And this is mufurish in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Reish Vov. In the mitzvah achtarach kamoicha. V'amitzvah reishvov hi shetzivonu leov kitzeisenu eskitzeinu kmoi shenav atzmenu shenia chemlotzi v'ahavosi li'ochi l'ochi ki chemlotzi v'ahavosi li'atzimi v'memoini uv'gufa v'mono uv'gufa. It's directed. It's my emotions, my needs are directed towards that person. That's exactly what he says. That's what he defines the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Rejvo. V'omo yis'ale v'yohapto l'reyacho v'moicho. However, the mitzvah v'lachim v'drochov v'chlal is a midu shi'etur bohem. He is defined in this way. It's not the way he interrelates to other people. It could be the way he interrelates to other people or other things or rachma. It's a way that he's kene the taya through the midas and the pulais, but the midah is not directed at anything. The midah is defining him. Amidah shiatur bohem. Mahu nikolachum af atoei rachum. It's how you are defined as a person. Even though it's the same rachum, but the rachum which defines you is v'lachta v'drochov. But the rachum
which expresses itself as my rachmonis and my ach is the mitzvah lach v'ach kamoich. How do I know that? Because the Rambam Jewish test says v'chein tzibor l'snaig b'midah b'miyamidis v'l'mashin itztavino b'chem lo v'rachmonis v'chanina v'av v'om yisale v'ach v'ach kamoich. It's rachmonis. It's the same word. But the word is very different. Because in one case, the rachmonis is defining the persona, that the person is a rachmon, and he has the midah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nikra. The other one is what he projects to his friend. So a mela, that which there is a v'halachta b'drach of klapei azulas, that's not the mitzvah. It could be gemilas, it's a midas chasidus for me to express this rachmonus. I'll call ma'asov, this one, that 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 one. But that's not the mitzvah. That's midas chasidus. For rachmov, I'll call ma'asov. But the midah is who I am and what I am. And the dach yishorim. So when you come to the Gemara and Gittin, don't come back to this again, okay? The Gemara and Gittin is talking about expressing my love and my ahava klape hazulas. That's a big chulim is. And that legabigoyim is darkishol. Okay, I'll continue to explain it even more and more. Okay, say that. And we explain what the word darkishol is, and you'll be amazed what's called darkishol, because everyone equates darkishol with the more of the zor of Ava. It's nothing to do. Okay. I knew from the Kenya Mokos, yes?
So the halakha of the drachos is not machayiv in any specific act of chesed?
It's not machayiv in any act at all. You see, you're one step ahead of everything. Because the halakha of the drachos is not machayiv in any act at all. It's machayiv me to get a toya. And at this point, we don't even know. You should have asked me a different question. Where do you say v'achta rachokha machayiv me in any pool? Correct? Because it's all about midas, correct? So that's my name. I'm going to continue. I just threw in the punchline, excuse me, at the beginning to know to get a feeling where we're going. But I'm not even there yet, okay? Because I only made both v'alachta b'drocho and v'alachta rachcha moicha as midas, right? Now next. Lam Lichus Ovel, Perek Yudal and Aloch Aleph. Mitzvah Sase Shal Divreim, Levak Echolim, Vechulei. The Eilu Hen Gimlis Hasonu Shebegufo, Shein Bam Shir. Pesena. Drabona. Then the Rambam has Kilo an apology, Afalpi. Afalpi Shecho Mitzvah Eilu Midvreim, Harihain Bichlau Yachter Rachak Moicha. And this I'm not even going to get to now. I have a whole shiur what the word Bichlau means. Okay? But it's Bichlau Yachter Rachak Moicha. So it don't make no sense. He just says the Rabbonim, and now he says it to Haifa. Okay? So the simple thing is, before I'll explain why it's so, if the Yachter Rachak Moicha is all one glob without a name. Okay, it's called Chesed. In the Rabbonon, there's a separate thing called Gemilas Chesed, a separate thing called Bikachilim, a separate thing called Kfuris Mason, a separate thing called Nichma Beilim. Okay, the separate mitzvahs the Rabbonon, but Midraisa, it's all, and that's what he says. Kol hadvorim she'atoreitze she'asu oisom l'cho achirim. Okay, asei ato. Okay. So here he's done an amazing thing. He's added to the mitzvah a pu'ula, which never happened in v'alachta b'drachov. Okay? Unless you accept the Gemara in Seita, which the Rambam doesn't even quote in Mishnah Teir. Okay? But even if you quote it
The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah is very careful in Mitzvah Ches, that that's only a way to get the Torah Shenikav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not the pool is the mitzvah per se. Okay? Here, you see, when I do a pool of chesed, okay, lezulas, that pool of be'etzim is the pool of michlal, bechlal, ve'achtolach kamoicha. Okay? But if I do it, if I do such a thing, okay, the pool in v'achta bedrocha is not be'etzim the mitzvah. The pool is the way that I get the tayah of that midah v'akadosh baruch hu. Shi'etur ha'midos v'ha'pulos shi'etur b'hem, and that's the lashon Rambam in mitzvah ches. Okay. And here the Rambam has done an amazing thing. That's the important point. Before, you see, what happened is on the deraisa level is this chadish. The bichlal mitzvah is not only what we interpreted as the midos, but this pulis also. And we'll discuss this as our whole shir bariches, what the bichlal is and what's mischadish over here, how it's mischadish. Let's just as the words say, and then with the rabbanon we say, and that which is mischadish bichlal, it's all one glob with the reisa bichlal. With the Rabbon, a separate mitzvah, a separate mitzvah of Bikacholim, a separate mitzvah of Fus Mason, a separate mitzvah of Nicham Avelim, a separate mitzvah. Right?
So what's the theme of the Reza?
The Achdalach Kamecha.
How do you find that?
Of the Pulis, because I would want it to happen to me, therefore I have to do it to my friend, who's material mitzvah.
And when I do Bikacholim, that's also the Reza?
It's a kiyum deraisa, but in chaloshim it's not bikachulim deraisa. The shem bikachulim is a separate mitzvah, independent, because see, you can only have a discussion later, forgetting about everything. I have a choice now, the Gemara says, between bikachulim and nicham avelim chesed machai chesed meis, this and that, right? You can only have that discussion if you look at it two separate actions. But if everything is the same after achamoicha, what difference does it make? All the discussions of the Rabbanon and the Reisa, they're all the same. Okay? But with Neschadish over here in the Rambam Bichlal, there's Pu'ulis. Okay? And here the Pu'ulis, the Etzim or Mitzvah. In the Gemara Seif, the Pu'ulis is not the Etzim the Mitzvah. And that's the Rambam says clearly in the clearly in Mitzvah Ches. Right? So that's what's happening. The Gemara is saying, and we'll go a little bit more, but the Gemara in Gittin is saying, is talking about the Drabonon, that it's an expression of the Reiser, that the Pulis be'etzim mitzvahs. The only Pula that be'etzim is a mitzvah by Goyim can only be Darkishon. So you can't talk about Lacht B'drochov, because in Pulis you don't talk about it. It's only the Midas, correct? Okay. So that's even further, okay? So I'm telling you, first of all, number one, the Haftarach Kamurcha is directed towards individuals, a separate class of individuals called the Chichabatara Mitzvahs. The Haftarach is Midas, which is not directed, it's the same Machmonis, it's a Torah which I have, correct? But then there's something else. Was Nishadish Bechlau in Vahavtalach Kamoicha is also Pulis, which you don't find at all in Vahach Ledochah. But even though the Gemara in Saita has it, which the Ramban claims is the Rachlikis between the Gemara in Saita and the Sifri, if you remember, and he says the Rambam is like the Sifri and the Bahag is like the Gemara in Saita. Okay? Comes the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah, says no. He says there's no steel between the Gemara Saita and the Sifri. It's an additive to the Pirushim Makubal, and the Pirushim Makubal says she too. It's the pool. It's the way you medamet Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the pulis v'amidah she too ubahem. Okay, correct. So when you talk about pulis, and a pool of Gemara Chesed, that's a drabonah. of the Bechlal of Achtelach Kamecha. Okay? And that is where the Ramban is coming from. That's what's going on. Okay. So then you understand that it's a double portion. That even though there's no chiyuv to imachnis ochin goyim and levake chirin goyim midaraisa, because that is to show them the regesh of Rachmonis klapi azulois, but b'shul davke sholem. But the person who is oisik in these pu'ulois and his machnis ochim of goyim and vachachim of goyim, that's what he does. He does he is nikol achum v'chamum. Okay. But the mitzvah is not the big achulim. The mitzvah is the fact that he's kind of the Shem. And that's the mitzvah chesi. He says, Lidomois, Lepulois, Atevois, Varmidis, Achashuvois, Shiitul, Bohem, Akel, Yisala. And the Ram Hilchas Avodim, therefore he says, in each individual case, you can say it's only given this chesed. That's what he said, Midas chesed. He says, Midas chasidus, Vedalke chochmo, Viapapi, Shadin Kain, you can be over before it. Midas chasidus, Vedalke chochmo, Shiodim Rachmo, Vedip Sedek. That's the wish of me, is the defining thing. And all the time, the Chilas Shakalish Bochu, Sivonoli Domus Ben, Huoim Rachmo Komaisa. So it's Haki Bukhir Damas Ben, that it's Machayev, this, and every single second. That doesn't exist. Okay? That's only Midas Chasidus. And that's what he is afterwards. Aval Zizaru Sharav Omovinu, Vehim Yisrael, Shishpila Makalish Bochu, Tevas Hatero, Vetsivo Oisom. Correct? So what does he want with Zahra Shel Avrom Avinu? Avrom. How did Avrom get into the picture over here? I want to read to you now Alam Mor Nevuchim. We discuss the mitzvah sukkah. Okay? V'chein yetzei min abatim Lishkoin besukais kmoshiasu ashui betsam shoichneim mitboris. Lisko shekain hoyu in yonenu betchilo ki basukais eshapti es bnei Yisrael v'netaknu mineinahu lishkon bebatim hametzuyorim b'mokrim hatev shebaoretz v'ashomen shebo. Okay, the best place in the world. Bechesed Hashem ubi Yudov la'avoseinu, because of his promises la'avoseinu. Ba'avur, why? Shehoyu anoshim shleimim b'deyosom u'b'midosom. Why were they yiudim to the avos? Because they anoshim shleimim b'deyosom u'b'midosom. What's the loy ma'avur mitzvah v'yakov? She's a zagam kain who mimasha teretuyolov. Teretuyolov. What's the name of Shekol Teib? Shehete Vashem Lonu, Viyitav. Omnom Kubisos Avum Yitzhak Viyako Avinu. Why? Mipeneshe Shomu Ter Hashem. Lassi Stoko Vishvot. What does the Derech Hashem from Avraham Avinu? Leman Hashiyitzav is born of Bnei Beisrei. On that again, the Ram is doing the same thing. It's talking about the Lach, the Bedrochov, that's Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu was Dochtik, Leman Hashiyitzav is born of Bnei Beisrei. Okay? And that's what he puts together with the Lach, the Bedrochov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Now, next step. Okay? Sounds okay. But now, listen now. Okay. Next step. Sagt der Ram Hilch Melochim. Perik Yud. Halochi Yud Beis.
afilu goyim tzivo chachomen levake choleihem v'mikvo meiseihem im meis Yisrael ulefanis aniyeim b'chal ni Yisrael v'menei darkei sholem. What is darkei sholem? Listen to this. Darkei sholem harinema teiv Hashem lako v'rachmo lako ma'asov ונאמר תרוכל אותך עינויים וכל נשים עשר שולם. זה רבוי לשולם, אבל תבדי דרכי שולם.
What is it?
That's what הלכת בדרוכב.
Correct?
Correct? Because that's what he said in the Melochim. That because of this pasuk, right? ואח מקום עשו, ואני קוס לזה מוכים. That's what דרכי שולם is. Correct? Now, however, this lezulas to an individual, okay, is only midas chassadim, is midas chassidus, correct? Because the mitzvah rachma kol ma'aseh is the ledamus hakodesh baruch hu, but it's midas chesed each to each individual person. So the darkei sholem says no, okay, to express it to this. But what's the darkei sholem? The Darkei Sholem puts it b'chlal b'kachulim. It's v'lach. It's v'after lach k'moicha. What did the Darkei Sholem say? There's no p'tul of goyim, and it's taka b'kachulim, or no? It's v'lach b'dorachav.
Only the rabbanim. It's the Raisa.
What? No, but the Raisa only the chassidus. Remember. Okay. Now listen to the Rambam in Perek Yud Dalet of Hilchos Ovel Halacha Yud Beis. Klevim Meisei Goyim Umenachem Avaleihem Umevakim Chileihem Mipnei Darkei Sholem. Okay. So Rebbeinu Shalom, why does the Rambam quote it in Perek Yud Dalet of Hilchos Ovel? When Perek Yud Dalet it was over, it's not the machadish from the mitzvah of Rabbonon for Bika Choylim, and the mitzvah of Rabbonon for Nichma Veilim. So it's mamash a mishul dike thing, that even or not, leach or betelu mitzvahs, mivnei darki shol with the Rabbonon, ki ilu, they bechlau v'after lach chmoichem, this new Rabbonon, this one, all different mitzvahs. So you could have said, the question, so you had two options over here. You could have said that with Rabbonim there's no p'tur. This midas chasadim has to express in general, or no? So the answer is, it had to be like that. Why? Because in Eved, do I have the opportunity of deciding or not? I have the opportunity. So it means, v'rachmo v'akom ma'aso, still is maintained and still is only midas chassidus. It only became a chiyuv and darkei sholem because of bika cholim and nichma veilim. So it means that the rabbonim is the kilu, that this rabbonim applies to goyim. In other words, in this the rabbonim, in other words, the same way, this it's a very amazing thing. But the kiyum, the raisa, and midas chassidus is in lachta b'drocha, correct? But he puts it as a siyum in perik yudalad, correct?
Could they have categorized it as a lachta b'drocha? If a lachta b'drocha, we're saying there's no pula.
I don't know. I assume not. I would have assumed not. Because the Rambam starts off, and that's the reason. The Rambam starts off and introduces the Mechlal. Okay, good, say that. Could be the passage doesn't exist because there's no Pula. Okay, say that. That's all possible, okay? Now, I'm just getting started. I hope I finish this. Gemara Shabbos, Kuf Chof Zayin Amar Aleph, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Om Rav,
Gedoyle hachnosis ochim mekabolis penei shchino. Vayom adni im no motzos ichein beinecha al nasavo. En Raman paskes this in a resolver of her gudal locha beit. Schav halavoyim buhuva vachule. Ugedoyle hachnosis ochim mekabolis penei shchino. Shinemo. So what is this? The Ram quotes this din at the beginning of Perek Yudalit, before he's mechadesh that the din of Dak. See, when Avram he's machnas ochim with goyim, right? Is it Dak Yisholim or is it emes achnas ochim? Okay. So the answer is that it has to be Emes Achnos Zohim, because Ram comes to the beginning of the parent and defines what Achnos Zohim is, correct? So how could it be? Because the Chiri is, you have to say in Rambam, that Achnos Zohim in Avraham Avinu was not because of Darkei Sholem, but since it's Adrashi Yevomis and Membov, Babu Seiru Shomolu, Bimei Mosh, Gishiyotu Mitzrayim, Biyotu Mechal B'nei Noach, L'kabal Ateo, U'kabal P'nei Ashchina. So until that point of B'nei Noach. So it's Emes of Gemilas Chasodim. It's Emes of Achnos Soch. Okay? Correct? However, according to the Ramban, that the Ramban says, Me'esh Shenichnas, the Ramban at the end of Parshas Emo, Me'esh Shenichnas, Avoseinu b'milo v'avon b'milo yotzu b'chal yotzu v'nichu Yisrael u'b'chal goyim lo yischashev, and the achnosis ochim there was after the milo. Okay, there's a raivit which I want to talk about, and also in Avodah Zorah, it's Pirush in Avodah Zorah that talks about the Bezen Shoshem and the Bezen Avram, and they look at themselves, they look at everyone else's goyim, but whatever it is, the whole inir achnosis ochim by Avram Avinu is the chay only v'lachim v'drochov. It can't be achnosis ochim, or it could be achnosis ochim of the. And you have to know lachira. You have to know also, does the Ramban, is the machlok is Rashi and the Rashban Gittin, or the Darkei Sholem, how does it apply? Is the Darkei Sholem Machayim me to do Achnos Zochim to every goy? Only when I'm doing it to Yisrael, I have to do it to goy. So if Rashi and Gittin, it's only doing it to Yisrael, I have to do it to goy. If you look like that, you can't say Pshat Navom of you know, in the Ramban. The Rashbo and the Krashkas and the Ran, the Chedusha Ran, get the same of foolish, not like Rashi. The question, we don't know what the Ramban says. Well, Chalit Achnos Zochim, but it's a Mashun Zegh thing. Achnos Zochim, Dol Achnos Zochim, Yisra Polis Tereshchina is talking about Achnos Zochim of Darkei Sholem. And even that Achnos Zochim is Yisra Polis Tereshchina, and that's what's going on there. That is the beginning of what I wanted to present today. Okay? Now, I guess I'm going to stop now because I can't go off. Next, I want to talk about Yisroel, whether you actually can learn it's a mitzvah. That's Yisroel. And then I want to go in and have a whole shiur about what the Bichlal is at some point. Okay? And what's going on over here. Okay?